Okay, folks, we had to get special permission this year. The last time this group was on stage, they blew out the generator and half the electrical grid in San Francisco. But here they are today. Hot Rise!
Sing for you from the music of Blind Willie Johnson. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning.
Thank you, everybody. It's great to be back here. Beautiful day, beautiful meadow. You all look great. Hardly strictly bluegrass is what it is, but there's got to be some bluegrass, and we're happy to provide some of that for you right now. Yeah. I don't know if this is strictly bluegrass. This is not so strict either, but we're going to play some bluegrass for you. Here's a, I'll just tell you quickly, we've got Dr. Banjo, Pete Wernick on the banjo, Brian Sutton on the guitar, Tim O'Brien on the mandolin and fiddle. I'm Nick Forrester. We're Hot Rise. This is our 30th anniversary year together as a band. And we're very happy to celebrate that time with all of you. Here's a tune Tim's going to play on the fiddle in the key of B called the Empty Pockets Blues. A song that we recorded a while ago. We played for a long, long time, then we stopped for a long, long time, and now we just play from time to time, if that makes any sense to you at all. But this is a song that we recorded, and right after we sort of broke up for the first time. This song won some prizes. It's a great song, and it's written by a guy named Pete Goble. It won the Song of the Year, and stuff like that.
It's been 10 years and 3 since I first went to sea. Since
A song that I made up myself. I even wrote it down somewhere. And this is where you just keep climbing and climbing and pushing and pushes. And as you get close to the top of where you're going, you kind of wonder, hey, maybe I don't really want to get all the way up there just yet. It's called Climbing a Mountain. One, two, we'll be right back.
There's a song about a lot of our favorite stuff. I know that a lot of people here are fans of K-Pig and Fat Fries and all the good things that happen on the radio. And that's the way it's been for a long, long time, especially for this kind of music. Radio has been really important for the life of bluegrass music. And this is a song about playing music on the radio. It's about drinking homemade liquor in the barn and finding cowboy outfits and talking to your girlfriend on the telephone. Some basic bluegrass themes. And we're happy about all that stuff. And it's got the boogie, too. You guys ready for that? I'm not sure you're ready for the boogie, but it might happen. You don't know. Anyway, here's one that we recorded a long time ago. It's one called the Radio Boogie. Things that we got to do for many, many years as we traveled all over the place was we got to help thousands and thousands and thousands of people dress up like sacks of Martha White Flower. And the reason we did is that Hot Rise we got to know the name, the words Hot Rise through Lester Flat, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys because they were sponsored by Martha White Flower, famous for baking better biscuits, cakes, and pies with Martha White's self-rising flour. You get it? It rises by itself. So cool. And here's a little song about all that stuff.
Thank you.
guitar for you. I want to remind you, we have the Hot Rise merchandise over there at the merchandise booth over on your left. Be out over there after the show to say hi to folks if they want to do such things. And we've got Dr. Banjo products. We've got Brian Sutton's. We have some of your CDs. Maybe we do. We've got my new CD called Chameleon. That's my commercial announcement for today. Thank you very much. And let's see. We're going to... We've got the Nick Forster Macrame Kids. And anyway, we're going to do a song that was popularized by Glenn Campbell. And Pete recorded this way back when, and we actually started the band to promote the record that this appeared on. This is called Wichita Lineman.
Here's a song that I made up. We were, you know, when we started out in the 70s, back then in the 70s, we really had the choice because we lived in Colorado. We had to drive around a lot, and we had a 69 Cadillac. And so I played the electric bass because the other kind wouldn't fit, and that became what we do. And this is a song that we recorded a while ago. I wrote it when I was house-sitting for Charles Sotel. The late Charles Sotel is a founding member of Hot Rise on the guitar. You all think about him and miss him. Anyway, here's one called Shadows in My Room. Doing okay? It's a real treat. Like I say, we don't get together very often. It's a real treat for us to play these songs together, especially in front of such a great crowd. So thanks. We've got some more songs picked out for you. This next one was written by Butch Waller. This is a song we learned from a local band here in San Francisco called High Country. And yeah. This one called A Voice on the Wind.
As I walk down that beach of sand, I look out to sea. Thank you. ride in the pale moonlight.
There is so much music. So much music at this festival. It's an amazing thing. Folks at Hartley Strictly put on. Warren Hellman and his great staff, all the volunteers. It's a very generous thing. And it's a great thing for us to get to hang around with all our friends and other fellow musicians, that kind of like a great homecoming. There's no way you can hear it all, and I really appreciate the fact that you guys are hanging with us, because there's lots going on, lots coming. We got a couple more songs for you. Here's one we got a request for. It's another one that Tim made up. It's called, it's about today's times. Is it the one that would, is it the one where it goes, hockey mom, you'll always be a little too strange to me. Good old hockey mom, you'll never be the VP. Is that that one? You know that one, though. Anyway, here's the one that Tim wrote, and it's called Hard Press. We Can Find a Way.
Find a way. These trials come to tear me off.
Hot Rod. Lots of good music there. And I'll do an unabashed plug. You can keep that music going by going over to the merchandise stand and buying their CD. Make them very happy. They'd be able to pay their way back to Colorado. Now, they did make a mention of a hockey mom. But you know what? We all have a lot to be proud about in this election year. Regardless of where you stand or what your thoughts are, in the primary and in the election, I think we shattered a lot of glass ceilings. I never thought I'd live to see the day when a black man was running for president of the United States. I'm not necessarily saying that he's the right person to elect, but the fact that he is running is something that we can be proud of. I think that Governor Palin has taken the vice presidency candidacy to a different step too. She's a very articulate and outspoken woman. And we also have a genuine war hero who has suffered for this country. So we have choices. Make the best choice that you can. But I think we can be proud of this election year. We can be proud as Americans. We can be proud of our country. So we'll be back in a little while with a little more good music.